Blog Talk Radio.
Another day, another night, another time for rehab. Welcome to rehab, everyone. Hope your week was good, or your weekend and your last week was good. I'd like to congratulate you on making it to another Tuesday night. It's a gift to make it another week. So if this is your first time listening to rehab, I'd like to let you know that this is where you come to get away from the world, to get away from drama, to get away from craziness, to get away from pending doom. This is your time to relax. And I'd like to welcome you here to rehab just to relax. And you say to me, what's the point of rehab? Well, I say to you, here's the rules of rehab. No judgment. No salt. No shade. No haters. No hate. None of that comes into the atmosphere of rehab, especially no judgment, because we all have our issues. We all have our problems and things we deal with. And the last thing we need to be doing in rehab is judging people. And so speaking of judgment, what are some of your vices? I'm not asking you to tell me what your vices are, but you have to have some, right? Because I have. I'm not about to sit up here and tell you what my vices are. But I know that I have them, and other people may or may not have them. But I won't judge you for them. And that's what I said, speaking of judgment, I won't judge you for whatever you're doing. And I would go into detail about mine, but I don't know whether you're going to judge me or not. You know I won't judge you. I'm a referee in your rehab peace game, but I'm not judging. I'm watching you play the game, and hopefully I can help you guys through the game. So we're talking about vices, and like I said, I have them. We all have them. And what form, you ask me, so what form do these vices come in? Well, I like to say, first off, I didn't even ask you how you were doing. I got on talking about vices. How are you? Hopefully you're fine. Hopefully everything's well. I'm okay. You know, to be completely honest, I still deal with my vices. What I try to do with vices, though, and get back to the point, is to cut them down as much as possible. You know, try to get rid of as many vices as you can. And then it can help you be more productive in life. You know, you say, what are vices? Well, I've never heard of this word before. I said, oh, well, okay. I'm here to help you figure out what this word means. So, it's something that you may or may not like doing. Meaning, you like doing it, but you don't agree with it once it's all over. Example, you like drinking. But when you start drinking, you start calling people or you start texting people. And these things, you text people flattering, and they're not something that you would necessarily be happy about when you wake up the next morning and see what you text someone or see what you said to someone in a voicemail once you talk to them again. If you talk to them again, because you may or may not embarrass yourself when you say something, when you drink a little too much. Or maybe you're into smoking too many cigarettes. Or maybe you're into porn. Let's be honest here. I mean, we're all sexual creatures. Maybe you watch too much porn. Maybe you're just into using other people sexually. And that's your vice is sex. It could be a lot of things that we can that could be considered vices. But the thing is, what are we doing to either slow them down or stop them? Because what happens is these vices that we have get in the way of us being productive members of society if you use it too much. You say, oh, well, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't sex, so I don't have a vice. Well, judgment could be your vice. Too much TV watching, laziness could be your vice. It doesn't always have to boil down to a sexual thing or a drug or alcohol. A vice could be the fact that you sit around and judge people all day and you talk about people all day. So, my question to you is, what's your biggest vice? Or what are your vices? I'll let you think about that. I'll be right back. Talking about vices, right? It made me think about the seven deadly sins. And you say, oh, what are the seven deadly sins? Y'all have been asking the greatest questions tonight, so I'll give you the answer to that question as well. It's pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, or sloth. Say, sloth? What's that? I've never heard that word, laziness. And we could all, if you want to break it down to those categories, because everyone has some type of vice. We're all just a little too prideful. I mean, how many times have you had someone say something to you, and part of you is like, wait a minute, what'd you just say to me? So we all have pride. I mean, who doesn't want more money, though? You see what I'm saying? Who doesn't want it? To be rich, who doesn't want to hit the lotto? We're all kind of greedy. A lot of people are like, okay, I could personally say, I know I need money, but I don't really like money because I don't like what money does to people, and I don't like what people do for money. And so, personally, yes, I know I need to make money, or people will treat you differently. I know that for a personal fact. You know, I don't have much money, but I had even more, less money not too long ago. And people don't want to hang with you. People talk down to you. People forget about you when you don't have any money. But that's beside the point. We're talking about vices. And that could be a vice, the way you treat people, but we're not talking about that. I just had to go off on that because greed turns people weird. Lust, I was just talking about sexual issues, whether it's porn or just using other people sexually in order to get some type of gratification. There's nothing wrong with sex and wanting to be sexual or even promiscuous. There's nothing wrong with it, but the whole point I'm trying to make with talking about vices is, what are you doing for? Do you find yourself sleeping with people you don't even like? Do you find yourself paying for things that you may not or should not pay for? Do you find yourself in places that you would when you really sit and think about it, you would never be if it wasn't for a sexual need? Envy, do you hate people? That's advice right there. Do you hate people so much that it bothers you when you wake up in the morning? It bothers you when you fall asleep at night? It bothers you when you're driving to work? Certain people you despise so much that it just it engulfs your life, that it makes you an angry, envious person? Food. I forgot to mention food. Food can be advice. They got a show called My 600-Pound Life. Prime example. Their biggest vice is food. So do you eat to make yourself happy? Do you eat when you upset? Do you eat to forget about things? We all love to eat. I think there's no question we all love to eat. But is eating something that's making you unhealthy hurting you at the end of the day? And are you lazy? I think we all got a little laziness in us. I mean, the world we live in is kind of set up for us to be extremely comfortable. So it's really hard to say that any of us are not lazy in a way. But you try not to be lazy to the point where you get nothing accomplished. So you think about all those the seven deadly sins, and you can't tell me that you have no vices. Sure, you may not drink, smoke, and sex all the time, but you have thoughts, and you may dislike people or hate people. And so when it comes to vices, we all have them. But I believe that we should try to minimize them as much as possible. The less you have of those things, the better off you be. The problem we run into is because I have my own issues. Like I said, I'm not going to break down my issues. You know, that's my personal life. But I tell you, I got them, and I'm not perfect at all, and I never will be. But we all got issues. The problem that we all we can run into is that we start combining our vices. That's the biggest issue. So if you like to drink, then you might start smoking afterwards. And then once you smoke and drink and you're inebriated, then you want to go get into some sexual situations. So now you've combined two, three, four different vices into one situation, and it's causing you to not get anything accomplished, not do anything, not feel good about. Because really and truly, when rehab is supposed to be about feeling better about yourself, getting inner peace, feeling peaceful about your situation. And if you're combining all your vices together, and you're at the end of it, you don't feel good about yourself. Because if you could tell me you drink or do whatever sexual things, or you like to eat too much, if you end up happy, then there's no problem with it. But if after it's all said and done, and you feel this empty feeling inside, that's something that you need to get rid of. If you're losing a lot of money, that's something you need to get rid of. And so, in order to get peace, you need to be honest with yourself, know your vices, conquer your vices, and then you could feel at peace with yourself, and then you could tell other people how you conquered your vices, and then you could bring peace to someone else. Because that's what it really boils. I say it at the end of every show for a reason. Because it's not fair to just bring peace to yourself. You want to bring peace to others. And so until next week, please try to bring peace to someone else.